So pretty much just stare, and then like there's gonna come a time where you're gonna have this irresistible urge to just like rip your jacket off, throw it at Caitlin.
Okay.
Because then it'll feel like it's coming to the audience. All right, let's do this. We're here at the worldwide headquarters of Vungle in San Francisco. Vungle is the way advertisers make video ads personal. Each month, more than 200 million people view a Vungle ad. You can put these ads in your app, but is it gonna be hard? Let's go inside and see if they can pay this off. Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. I'm coming to you from San Francisco at the Vungle headquarters. I'm here with Dana. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, bud?
Hi, my name is Dana, like you said. I'm an integration engineer here at Vungle. And at Vungle, we make in-app video advertisements.
Okay, so generally that sounds bad, but I think you have an example of where it's actually really good.
I do.
Let's see it.
Definitely. So right here is a game, and basically the player just dies, and they have an option to watch a video for another life.
And see, this is actually really cool because you can either charge them for it, which is sometimes annoying. You say, hey, watch this, and then you'll get another life. So it's a way of actually making money on the application you build while still giving some value to people that advertise and also the people that are playing the game.
Exactly.
Okay. So my question to you then is, how does this work?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So this is super, super easy. There you're just going to download our SDK.
Okay.
Yes. So right here at the Microsoft Windows SDK, all you have to do, click download, and download's super easy.
Okay, and it's just a bunch of files that you're using?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So small file, download that. Once that's done, you're going to go to the Vungle dashboard.
Okay.
And on here, all you have to do is click Add New Application, select Windows,
okay,
and then whatever your application name is or whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
So I can just create one here, Windows Test App.
That's what I would have called it.
Yeah, it's a really good name.
Nice.
And then if your app's live in the App Store, go ahead and click that. Your category, you know, whatever your application category falls under, most are games, I'm gonna select games.
Okay.
The orientation, that's if it's going to be in portrait, landscape, or if it's in both. So I'll leave both selected.
So are these settings just to optimize for the kind of things that you'll be able to show?
Exactly.
That's okay, cool.
Yep. And then this is just some more ad customization here. So if you want to set a frequency cap, which is just how long the app waits before it caches another ad.
Okay.
Force view, just, you know, if that is checked, the user is just forced to watch the ad to completion. OS version, that is just for the minimum OS version. And currently it's disabled, but you can select anything lower than the current version. But right now it's set to Windows 10.
Got it.
Maximum ad duration, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 45, 60. Pretty much all of our ads are gonna be in that 15 to 30 second range.
Okay.
But if you want the option for larger ads, you know, go ahead and select that. Video download options, you know, Wi-Fi and cellular, or Wi-Fi only.
That's so interesting. So there's two things that I'm hearing here. The first thing I heard was something a little bit about caching. And then the other thing that I see here is Wi-Fi or cellular network. And so you're able to customize when the ads can actually be viewed, because these things obviously are going to have some kind of payload.
Yeah, definitely. So it just allows you to set the setting for your user. So if you don't want them to have a poor experience, or if you're worried about their bandwidth usage, they don't have to cache the ad over cellular. You can just be only when they're on a Wi-Fi network.
Awesome. So when you're talking about caching, that means that you download the ad to completion before you actually show it. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and that probably is going to help with experience, because you're not going to have the thing freeze.
Yep, exactly.
Cool.
We do have the option for streaming as well. So we serve ads by caching, by pre-caching, or by streaming, but it's pretty much always going to be a better experience if the ad's going to pre-cache.
Of course.
Yeah, it's already there, ready for you, and the quality's just going to be higher.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. And then just the callback URL, that's if you want to reward your user for watching the ad. You can set your own URL here, so it pings that, and then you can reward that user whatever you like.
I see. So if you, in this case with the game, once they've died and they run out of lives, say, hey, just watch this ad, we'll give you another life. What you do is after the ad is completed, it'll call that URL to give them whatever it is that they need.
Exactly.
Another life or another whatever. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Super easy. All right, so once you go through all of that, you can just click submit and done. Oh, check the box.
Check the box, dude.
I always check the box. All right, so now your app's created on the dashboard.
Okay.
Got your app name, it's got all these fun statistics about your views, your eCPM.
Mm-hmm. What's eCPM?
That is the amount that you made per 1,000 views.
Okay, got it.
Yep. So right now, the status is set to test mode, which is great. That's what you want to use for any sort of testing to just verify that the ads are going to come, you know, onto your application no matter what.
Right.
As long as they're cached and the SDK set up correctly. Active is once you're ready to go, you're on the App Store, everything seems great. You can go ahead and switch it to active. That way you'll get real live ads and you'll start making money. Mm-hmm. And inactive is if you just want to shut us off for whatever reason.
Sure.
You can go ahead and do that. It's got the application name, your platform, and then the real important thing here is getting that Vungle application ID. This is what you're going to use to communicate, you know, with Vungle and get your ads served to you. It's also how we track, you know, what ads we are serving,
right,
and how much money to pay you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's see what else is down there at the bottom. Any other cool settings? Nope. That's simple.
That is.
Wow.
Super easy.
All right, so it looks like all the options are set over here. Can you scroll up a little bit?
Yes, definitely.
And this is what's going to tell you how much you're making over here.
Exactly.
At the top where it says application stage. All right, well, can we see how hard it is to write the code to get it to work?
We definitely can.
All right, let's do that.
So what we want to do is go into Visual Studio.
Okay.
Select New Project. And Windows Universal Blank App. Okay.
App 5, that's what I would have called it, too.
It's a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait for that to come up. And while we're waiting for that, we can actually pull up the Help Center.
Okay, so how did you get to this page? It looks like you had it all pre-set up.
I did.
I bet it's easy to find, though.
Yep, just at support.vungle.com.
Okay.
And on there, we have all of our Help Center articles mm-hmm. for all of our SDKs.
Got it.
So this one's just getting started with Vungle Windows SDK. This goes through all the basics. We also have one for advanced settings, too.
Okay.
So we've done step one, which is downloading the SDK. So we want to go here to step two and just want to import the namespace. So all I have to do is copy that, go back to Visual Studio, go into mainpage.cs, and paste that.
Okay.
Super easy. And then what we want to do is actually go to our downloads and copy our version of the SDK and paste it into our application.
App 5.
App 5.
So this is the actual sort of assembly or where all the code resides that will actually, you will execute to get the ads to come over.
Exactly.
Okay.
So once we do that, we just need to add a reference. Here, add reference.
Right click. And there you go.
There. And verify we have the right one. Let's just browse. And we're on the wrong one. We're on app 4, which is never right.
No, app 4 didn't turn out as well as we wanted it to.
Oh, oh.
App 5.
Go ahead and select awesome. That, add it. And okay. Cool. So now that we have all that added in there, just scroll down and add in our code from our Help Center. So we're gonna add the SDK instance.
Okay.
Just copy and paste again. There we go. And into the main page function, we're just gonna add our app ID
okay.
to the instance. So just get this.
And that's the thing that we had in the dashboard, right?
Exactly. So have that, and just where it says your app ID, we're gonna enter our app ID from the dashboard. Oh, go down, get that, copy it. And paste it.
Okay.
Sweet. So once we do that, now all we have to do is go into the designer here and create a button. And this button will just be used to just link up with the button function okay. and that's gonna have the play ad functionality in it. Oh. I'm just going to make the button the entire size of the display.
Okay.
So anywhere we click, we can get an ad. All right, go ahead, throw it on there. And so let's just make this a bit bigger. Whoa.
All right,
cool. And double click on it. So, just go back to the Help Center and just grab this code to play the ad. And we just need to make this asynchronous.
Awesome.
Cool. So we have all that set up, and now we should.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
All right, let's see it working.
All right, we look good so far.
All right, there's the button.
There's the button. Now let's wait just a few seconds for it to try and cache an ad.
I think you can see in the background that it's actually doing some caching there. Mm-hmm. It feels like it.
Most definitely. All right, let's try this out.
All right.
And there's our ad.
That was super easy.
It was.
So there's two things. As this ad plays, because obviously you want to see that it did cache and it's beautiful and it looks really cool. There was two things I saw. I saw an event mm-hmm. on ad was cached, there's an event or something like that I saw in the documentation. And then I saw this other interesting thing called the reporting ID in the dashboard. And those things kind of stuck out to me, so maybe you can explain the first and then maybe the second.
Yeah, so in our documentation, we do have the option to set up, to create and register event handlers. Mm-hmm. So that way, you just know like when an ad is cached
okay.
and you know so when it's playable. So you can set that up, super easy to do. In the SDK here, just within your own application,
uh-huh.
As well as our other advanced settings. It's all very, very easy to set up.
I see. So the question is here is, you might be able to queue up ads so that the experience isn't bad. If you're going to show an ad and it's not cached, it might be a bad experience. You might default to streaming. But here, you can actually queue up the ad so that you know when it's ready to go.
Exactly.
How many ads can you queue up?
One at a time.
Okay.
So it's going to be one at a time. But just like what we had in the dashboard and the frequency mm-hmm. cap, you can just have it as soon as one is cached and it's ready to go, and then that plays, it'll cache another ad.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you only have to wait about 15 seconds or so in between ads, and usually you're not gonna be playing multiple ads in a row anyways.
Right, yeah, you don't want, that'd probably annoy your users.
You probably would.
The other thing I saw in your dashboard was this thing called the reporting ID.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go and look at that? What does
yeah,
that do?
Yeah, definitely. So that is just for, interfacing with our reporting API.
Mm-hmm.
And for publishers, what you're gonna get there is all this fun stuff. So we have different endpoints for you to hit so that you can get all of your applications,
mm-hmm.
See how they're doing. It's gonna have more detailed reporting than what we currently have in the dashboard.
Okay.
So you're gonna see your reporting for different applications, different geos. That's
see.
A big thing, US compared to Germany, compared to China. Anything like that.
That's interesting because this feels like sort of an API that you can hook into your own reporting system to sort of report revenue or to see how you're doing in certain countries so that if you have your own sort of dashboard application in your own organization, you can see how your apps are doing with these ads.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So where can people go to find out more?
So support.bungle.com has all of our documentation.
Okay.
So on our reporting API, on the Windows SDK, mm-hmm. on any of our other SDKs or plugins, because we work with Unity or any of those that you can use as well,
mm-hmm.
That's all going to be at support.bungle.com. Any questions, they can email techsupport@bungle.com,
mm-hmm.
and we'll answer any questions that you may have, any issues that may arise, but that
it's
never
pretty
really
simple.
Happens. Yep.
So this is a really great way because, a lot of people make apps, but sometimes they make them out of the goodness of their hearts, and sometimes you got to pay for hosting, you got to pay for something. This is a really good way to monetize your app without impacting sort of downloads.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us, Dana. Again, we're here at Bungle headquarters in San Francisco. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah.
We saw a really easy way to add ads to your particular applications online. Your apps. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.